Listening Skills 1. Nikki, Sasha and Liz are all assistants working in different medical settings. Listen to the conversation they have when they meet for lunch.
And Sasha, did you see anyone interesting in the morning?
Well, I did, actually. One lady came back for a wound check, and when I had taken off the dressings and looked at it, it was all red and bloodstained. When I asked her what had happened to it, she said she gave it a good clean before she came to see us. "I don't want you to think I'm a filthy old woman who cannot look after herself," she said.
She didn't! Poor woman! That must have been so painful. But I must say, it is hard sometimes to make sure people understand what you mean.
Yeah, but you only have to tell them how to brush their teeth, don't you?
Well, it can be much more complex in cases where people are suffering from gingivitis, for example. When people are not in pain, they often think they don't have to do anything.
Yes, I suppose so. We had this man in the other day who simply took his sock off and showed us a big black toe. "Any advice for this?" he asked. So we told him he'd better go and see his GP first. Turns out he's a diabetic and all. Surely they should know better.
Well, it surprises me all the time how many things people forget after you've told them even dozens of times. Even important life-saving measures do not always stick.
It's easy for us to think so, though. We are dealing with medical subjects all day, and if I had not been working here, I wouldn't want to know all the details of every disorder.
But I'm not talking about details. I mean simply being aware of specific complaints or symptoms that are characteristic for a specific disease. Well, never mind. I can get all worked up about these things, which I shouldn't. I'd better be off to finish my paperwork. See you later.
Yes, I'm off too. Bye.
See you both later.